Hi, everybody. It's Coach D here, and as a follow-up to the conference call that we did regarding sugar, I wanted to take this opportunity to answer the four questions that we had coming in to the conference. The first question came from Karen of Key West, and she wanted to know how to do the HCG diet if you are eating vegan only. I read the China study and now am off all animal protein. I know this doesn't have to do with sugar, but it was a question that was asked, and I thought I'd take this opportunity now to answer this first one. You can do the HCG diet vegan only by eating eggs, Karen. If you're not on eggs, then it's my if you don't eat eggs, then I don't see how you can possibly do the HCG protocol. That's just me. Feel free, though, to, you know, I kind of steer away from that. I've read the China study, but most of us, Karen, need protein. Animal protein is not a bad thing as long as animals are treated humanely. A lot of what the China study did was not with humanely fed animals either. And a lot of some of their data was also skewed. So you have to be really careful no matter what you listen to really dig for the facts. And believe me, I'm an advocate for the China study. But everything in moderation, that's all I can say. Okay, so I'm not going to get into a debate over the China study. You just need to do things in moderation. And some of us, quite frankly, can get away with being vegans. Some of us cannot. And it's really the majority of us that cannot. There are certain nutrients that we get from meat, and it's not that you have to have it every day or that you have to have gobs of it. You just need a little. 3.5 ounces is plenty of meat. We just overeat it in this country. A lot of people overeat meat. You know, they'll eat meat and starches and forget about vegetables. So that's where the problem really comes in. Okay, so I hope that helps, Karen. If you want to know more, write to support. SUPPORT at avoiceforchange.com. Autumn is very good at helping people through the HCG protocol while they're vegetarians. Okay? Thank you on that one. Next one comes from Robin of Boynton Beach. I am so addicted to sugar and carbs that even when I put my mind to detoxing, the cravings overcome me. How can I get past the first day of craving to detox? And in the call that I did, Robin, I do the actual call that we did talking about the sugar issue last night. I did address that. So you need to get on there and listen to it. And really the way you do it is just real quick is to start to educate yourself. That's why I started that call off with education. And when you learn what's happening to you and why, then you'll start to change. When you find out people are deliberately trying to hurt you to benefit their bottom line, cash in their pocket, you start to change. So that's really the first method to do it is by getting educated. And then get on that call. It's a little over a half hour long. And if you go through half of it, the second half of the call, actually the last probably 20 minutes, is dedicated to the how. Okay? Hope that helps, Robin. Deborah from Long Pond, Pennsylvania. How long does it take to detox the body of sugar? Is cold turkey the only way? Because so many are addicted in different ways, is there an easy way to reduce the cravings? And again, Deborah, I'll say the same thing to you. Go to the call and listen. The first is education. As far as how long it takes to detox, that's really up to the individual. We are all different. We are not cookie cutter versions of human beings. And we're all different. So it really depends on you, how long your use was, how toxic you are, how imbalanced you are. And is cold turkey the only way to go? Pretty much yes. There, you know, we can take some of the tips that I gave you in that call to pre-detox, you know, and you do that by cutting up the garbage sugar and start with eating some fruit and cutting down that way and cutting back on things. But really, in the end, you're going to be going cold turkey. Okay? Sorry about that. I wish I had a magic pill, but we don't. And I have, last is Donna from Hobe Sound, Florida. Are any sugars better than others? I don't like the stevia and agave that much. Honey is supposed to be good for you, but loaded with sugar. Also, have you heard of the Florida crystals? Yes, I have. That Demerara sugar, 13 calories a teaspoon and 4 grams of sugar that tastes like the real thing. Well, for me, Donna, and I've written this in my new book, no sugar is the way you should go. None whatsoever. It's all bad. Like I said last night, I had clients that started to use stevia and got addicted to stevia. So you just got to get away from it completely. If you want something sweet to eat, eat a piece of fruit. You know, really, eat some watermelon, eat a banana. Always try to temper that. You know, be careful. Be aware that these substance, you know, this sugar thing is highly addictive and how harmful it is to the body. That's why things are seasonal. That's why it's nice to eat seasonally, okay? And you don't want to ever just drink the juice of a sweet fruit either. Fruit was, I heard this the other day, I thought it was very clever. You know, God, whoever created fruit, sweet, so that you would eat it because it's high in fiber. And by squeezing your fruit, you lose the fiber, and then the whole reason for eating the fruit in the first place is lost. So keep that in mind. It's really about eating the fiber. So is there any that are better than others? Not really. Your body just knows sweet is sweet. It doesn't know the difference. It doesn't know stevia or agave or honey. It's all the same. And this Florida crystal stuff, stay away from it. It's just more processed stuff. You don't want it processed, bottom line. You know, if I were going to do anything, I'd take a piece of sugar cane and maybe stick it in a drink and see if, you know, I could get some meltdown from that. I am a fan of maple syrup. I can tell you that. I write about it in the book under the, it's not the lemonade. Oh, what the heck is it called? It's called it's the cleanse that I use. And it's the lemonade and maple syrup, the master cleanse it's called. And I happen to like that. And there's reasoning. It's in my book, why. Basically, it can only be grade B maple syrup because it's so highly nutritious. It's got all the vitamins and minerals, you know, packed into this. A tree survives on the sap. So that's pretty cool. And it's not processed at all. So, if I had to recommend anything that you did, I would recommend grade B only, maple syrup, not grade A. But again, you know, it can be addictive. So you've got to be careful. And when you're trying to get off of it, the only way that I know is stay away from all of it. You just don't need it. Okay, and it's really just a habit, an addictive habit. You just don't need it. Your body will thank you for it in the end. Okay, so those are the questions that I really wanted to just address specifically, since this sugar thing is such a hot topic. I just wanted to make sure that I did individually answer those questions for people. Okay, thanks so much, everybody, and we'll see you next week. Have a wonderful day. Take care. Bye.